the member states for a very rich discussion. I also would like to point out myself, and I've seen that it's been nice to be able to have a discussion of the cumulative impact UNCTAD can have on a group of countries. And during my presentation, there are many other issues I did not raise, because otherwise it will be too exhaustive and we'll be here for a very long time. But it's quite clear that UNCTAD can have a significant role and impact with supporting these LDC countries. I have listened very carefully to the chairs of the regional groups, as I have listened very carefully to the member states, individual member states as well. And I believe that we are all in agreement of the support that is required and needed for LDCs. In addition to that, it's very clear that more needs to be done, and there needs to be more predictable financial support to the LDCs, and therefore a number of countries have called upon those who can to contribute to the LDC Trust Fund. It's also clear that the position and the point has been made that there needs to be more sequenced implementation of activities and projects and policy development, as well as the need for programs to be tailor-made for the country's specifics. And it's very clear also that member states are calling for more resilience building in the countries, the need for building of productive capacities, and these national productive capacities assessments, and also the holistic program, as well as the whole support to the whole graduation support process that UNCTAD provides. It's also clear that member states see that there is a need for emphasis and to be also placed on poverty and inequality, and lastly, I'd say certainly the reform of the international financial architecture, so that LDCs can better utilize and benefit from that system that we have. So we at UNCTAD will continue to support the requests that you have, the programs that we have, and I will certainly bring to the attention of the other division directors, because this is a whole of UNCTAD approach to LDCs, of your comments and your support for the work that they're carried out. And we will continue to do what we possibly can to support member states to achieve what they're trying to achieve, but most importantly, for the work that we carry out to help member states achieve the Doha Program of Action. And we'll be very happy to report to you in the coming year on what progress we've made so far. Thank you very much.